Y con nosotros tenemos a
Julius Vasquez.
and your name?
Craig Farnham.
Sorry, turn on the wrong microphone.
No problem.
Thank you for being here. Gracias por estar aquí. So, and you work where? What you mainly do? What do you do for a living?
What do I do?
What do you do? Yeah, good question, right?
I'm a school-based clinician with the Aspen Hope Center, and which means I spend most of my time at a school, which is in this case Basalt High School. And I'm the mental health counselor there essentially, and work with students so that they're the most happy and successful that they can be at school, and help them get in the way, help them process things that may get in the way of them doing well, like things going on at home or you know, any kind of personal struggles that they might need to work through.
And you're helping him with his capstone project.
Yes.
So before we jump with Mr. Vasquez, you say Vasquez? Okay. So I heard before that not, it is kind of they try to don't have teachers or someone in the school to help with the capstone project. Why in your case is different?
Well, I think Julius is actually one of the first students I met when I started at Basalt High School. I started my job last school year in April. And so I kind of felt like a stranger to the school when I met Julius.
Okay, and but why they laid you help laid you do this capstone project with him? Because sometimes they don't kind of try to don't have teachers to do this capstone project.
Yeah, I think it was a natural fit for the position. When I looked at the school-based mental health clinician, I wanted to be as broad as possible and reach as many students as possible. And with Julius's idea about, do you want me to go into it, the
Yes,
question a
yes.
little bit? The idea of having out mental health counselors outside of the school come in almost as strangers talking with the students. It's yet another way for students in the school to access mental health counseling, and again, that was my goal.
Okay, so just to clarify that, yes, it is kind of they have to pick someone for the community, but in this case was different because she was trying to do that already.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so just to clarify that, because before we say something, and I was like, oh, now you have someone in the school that works with a kid, well, with a student doing a project, a capstone project. So this is why I was asking that. So can you tell me a little bit about your project?
So my project is bringing in five counselors once a month, every month, starting in January. And we're actually on the last month. The last session is May 8th. I just kind of wanted to do the project because I was a big battler with mental health. And I found that the youth needs it a lot more nowadays. To have that help in the school offered. Also, it's completely free for the students, so they don't have to pay anything. And usually, counseling sessions go for like $150, like an hour, and to like even higher. I think the most I've heard is $400 for an hour, and I think it's ridiculous, and I think that everyone needs the mental health help. Especially students nowadays and staff members too, which is something that I wanted to work on because the staff is now actually able to access the counselors as well.
And how you find these counselors in
Craig had a big part in that. He helped me find a lot of counselors. He helped me find Elizabeth and Allison from Pathfinders. And then I found Dan through Craig, I think, as well. And Dan is a Christian counselor. And then my youth pastor, Rachel Tarr, she comes as well, and she helps out with the kids. And Amy Vespa works with Jay Walker Lodge, with Craig directed me through Stefan. Yeah.
Yep, Stefan Bates. Yep.
Stefan Bates, and then he kind of pointed me towards Amy, and Amy was interested in helping me out.
And so this project is going to end. And or it's not going to end? Because I saw your eyes going to like,
It's, unfortunately, it is going to end. It ends May 8th, and I've been trying to work on the administration kind of taking it on after I graduate, because I think it's a really big part of high school, or I'll try and see if there's a junior that wants to do the same thing. Yeah. And hopefully they do, because again, it is a really big help to the community.
How you see this as a need? Why you find this as a need?
Well, a lot of kids deal with mental health, depression, anxiety, bipolar disorder, you name it. There's probably a kid out there that has it, and it's a really big problem in the world right now. And not a lot of kids with the diseases that they have try and go get the help that they need. Most of the kids look at themselves and say they don't need help, that they can do it themselves. And that was actually what I used to do, just because of how I was raised. But then I figured out that therapy was something that really helped me, especially with my family communications. My mom and me are a lot closer now, which is amazing. And I really like the fact that therapy is not just for someone with a disease, but for anyone, even if you're stressed. And that's what I'm trying to kind of put out there, is that therapy is not just for someone with a mental health disorder. It's for someone that can just be having a really bad day.
And that you mentioned something, the way you was raised. So why? You want to dip a little bit in that?
Well, the way I was raised was always like fight my battles, because my mom's a single mother. And so she's an amazing woman. And I love my mom. And she always tells me that I should fight my battles. And so I was trying to fight the battle with mental health, and I didn't really want to get the help, because I thought I should fight it instead of having someone else help me fight it for me.
And what are you learning in all this process? What is something unique that you want to take with you?
I've learned so much through this process. I've learned how to interview people, how to write a proper email, thanks to Craig. I've learned that people are willing to help you if it's really necessary. And that's probably the most valuable thing that I'll take away from this.
So when you write your proposal, you show it to him first? Who was the first person in your mind when you started writing your proposal?
My mom. My mom was the first person in my mind when I started writing my proposal, because I wanted to make a capstone that was meaningful. A lot of people did capstones on like sports and like, do you play a sport? Is it important to you? And that is pretty meaningful, but I think that what I'm doing right now is more meaningful. And so my mom always helped me with the capstone. She was like, you should write exactly what you're doing. And I wrote it down and then I showed it to her, and then she approved it. And after she approved it, I sent it to Craig. Craig approved it, and I was like, all right, two people, I'm going to send it to Nanette.
So, Craig, where was your first thought when you read this, when you have the opportunity to review all this proposal?
Yeah, well, particularly for me, being new to the position and new to the school, you know, I knew it was going to be a challenge for me professionally to kind of be a positive presence in the school and earn the trust of students. And I figured, what a unique way to do this, to have this cool, hip, influential senior, and we could be hooked up together, and then students will associate the two of us. And that's kind of what happened. You know, Julius has so much passion and enthusiasm for his capstone, and it was an honor for me to be able to be by his side as he did this, and the rest of the school kind of watched on as, you know, Julius interviewed and held meetings with local professionals, describing to them what his capstone is and what their role in it would be. And, you know, it's it was really cool watching sort of the evolution from his first meeting with those counselors. And if you don't mind, I'm going to say he was a little bit nervous. And every meeting after that was smoother and even more professional. And the one common theme from all those meetings was just the excitement that was passed on from Julius to his guests, who were now volunteers and part of, and willing to give up their time every month.
Wow. And a question for you was, I get so excited that just the questions just fly away. But, really? Sorry, that's the moment when your brain just go really wide. Talking about your project, how you feel that the school is going to keep doing this?
I really hope that the school keeps doing it. Especially, at first we didn't have the biggest turnout. We had 4 kids signed up. And then the next month it just blew up. It went from 4 kids to the whole thing was full. And I was like, well. So I found that it's a really big necessity at Pasaw High School. And so I really hope that the administration sees it as that and that they keep my project going even after I'm gone.
I keep listening to all this and really I can't stop feeling goosebumps in my skin. It's just so excited. And because the need that you mentioned as a teenager, you know, see that need and say it loud and say, you know, come on, do something. I hope someone in the school district are listening to this. It's not please end this interview. But when are you going to present your project?
I presented it November 14th, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
So it's already approved. It's already, already done.
Yeah. I was actually one of the first seniors. Was the first senior at Pasaw High School with it to be done. I was one of the first seniors in the Valley to have all the portfolio done and everything. The only thing that I'm doing right now is the motion of the actual project, which is bringing in the counselors. Like I said, the last session is May 8th, which I'm kind of sad to see, but at the same time, it's a big reliever because on those days, I'm kind of stressed.
And, you know, it's funny. I mean, Julius just casually mentioned that he presented it November 4th. And for some seniors, presenting their capstone looks like presenting it to one adult and 2 students. For Julius, that meant the entire school.
Yeah.
And how you feel that day?
Well, we rehearsed multiple times, which made the stress go down. Then after I got on stage, it just kind of came out naturally. I really just kind of went on with the script, but added my own words, and it just made it really smooth.
So, oh God, that's whole school. Well, now you're in front. Well, not in front, but now all the community is listening to you. Something that you wanted to share with the community. Something the community needs to know for you about your project.
If they're gonna take anything away from this, I'd say even if you think about getting the help, I say go for it. Because if you're thinking about it, that's one step closer to actually going for it.
Thank you. And if there's any student that's listening, any kid outside that's listening to be afraid to talk about mental health, what is your recommendation?
Well, there's always my capstone May 8th.